Nos atiende el doctor Bradley Smith. Bueno, el doctor Smith, PhD, Dr. Smith, fue presidente de la Comisión Federal Electoral en los Estados Unidos. Ya el New York Times pone en duda la legalidad de la del paquete oferta Musk, ¿no, Juan Pablo?
Sí, señor, ya hay uno de varios artículos, de hecho, que poco a poco se han ido actualizando, dejando sobre la mesa una inquietud, y es hasta dónde se puede hablar de una legalidad sobre lo que está haciendo el señor Musk.
Con una figura, con un quiebre a que no parezca que el dinero es para el voto, sino para apoyar dos iniciativas dentro de la lista de un partido político, el señor Musk está entregando $1,000,000 todos los días. Dr. Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Smith, what Mr. Musk is doing with this $1,000,000 prize for potential voters, is legal or is not legal?
It is a gray area. I think in the end it would be found to be legal. The argument that it is illegal is that it is unlawful to pay someone to register to vote, and because only registered voters can take advantage of his offer, people say this gives them a cash incentive to register and therefore is illegal. But the contrary is that he's not paying them to register to vote, he's paying people to sign a petition. And you have to be a registered voter to sign the petition. The overwhelming majority of people in Pennsylvania are already registered. And all of those people, if they've been registered for many years, they can take advantage of this offer. So when it's looked at that way, it doesn't look as if he is paying people to register to vote. And there are good reasons that he may choose to do this. Primarily, he gets at the end a excellent list of people who are registered to vote and who care about First Amendment issues and Second Amendment issues, right to bear arms, right to free speech. And that is a very valuable list to have for future use and for voter turnout efforts, which are perfectly legal. That's exactly what you want to have if you want to try to turn out voters. So he has a reason for doing this, unrelated to getting people to register to vote. And the offer is available to people, not just if they register to vote in order to take advantage of the offer, but to most people who have been registered long before. And that's why I think in the end he is probably okay here.
Pues le preguntaba a Julio si lo que hace Elon Musk con este premio de $1,000,000 es legal o no para estos potenciales votantes, y dice que es una línea gris, pero al final del día resulta siendo legal. Él cree que es el argumento para decir que podría ser ilegal, es que pues no se puede, digamos, pagar una persona para registrarse a votar. Y pues en esta iniciativa de Elon Musk, solo votantes registrados a votar se pueden beneficiar, y por eso dicen que podría ser ilegal. Pero pues él no cree que sea ilegal porque Elon Musk no le está pagando a estas personas para que se registren a votar, sino más bien para que firmen una petición. Y pues por supuesto el requisito es que tiene que estar ya registrado para votar para poder firmar la petición. Pero nos dice que ya la mayoría de las personas en Pensilvania ya están registradas desde hace años, y la mayoría de personas en Pensilvania están registradas. Entonces, cuando se mira así, él cree que no es algo ilegal, porque no se le está pagando directamente a esa persona para registrar a votar. Son personas que ya están registradas hace mucho tiempo, y pues el beneficio para Elon Musk de tener esta lista de personas interesadas en la primera y segunda enmienda, pues es muy beneficioso para él, porque son personas que él sabe que tienen interés en la posesión libre de armas, en la libertad de expresión, y pues eso es perfectamente legal, y pues tiene su razón para hacerlo, que es distinto a motivar a estas personas para registrarse a votar.
¿Cuáles serían las posibles implicaciones legales si esta oferta de dinero se considerara un intento de compra de votos?
What could be the possible legal implications if this money offering was proven to be illegal?
If it were proven to be illegal, it is subject to monetary fines and jail time. I believe I may be mistaken here, but I think it's up to 1 year in jail and a $10,000 fine. But I may be wrong on those numbers. But it is a felony and would be very problematic. I think it is very unlikely that a prosecutor would bring this case simply because of the difficulty of proving intent by Mr. Musk. It's also noted that it's illegal for a voter to take money to register, but I think that would be even harder for anyone to prove, and I think it would be very unlikely that a prosecutor would try to bring that kind of case.
Pues él dice que si se probaría que es ilegal, si está sujeto a incluso cárcel o algunas multas, él puede estar equivocado frente a los números que nos dijo, pero son una multa de que puede ascender a los $10,000 o una hasta un año de cárcel. Nos dice que es un delito y puede resultar problemático, pero es improbable que un fiscal pues adelante o presente este caso porque es muy difícil probar la intención que tuvo Elon Musk y también sería difícil probar si ese votante o esa persona se motivó por este dinero para registrarse a votar. Entonces es muy difícil de probar en ambos casos. Si Musk quería, digamos, dar este dinero para motivar el registro del voto y si la persona recibió el dinero también con esa misma motivación.
Grace, si esto se llegase a investigar, ¿qué tan pronto podríamos ver resultados? ¿Es posible que antes de las elecciones al señor Musk le digan tiene que frenar esta rifa? If this were to be investigated, how soon could it be? I mean, is it possible that Elon Musk is asked to stop this campaign before the elections?
I suppose that would be possible, but it would be unlikely, I think, for a judge to step in and issue an injunction. This would be a criminal case, and typically, of course, there are a number of due process protections, and these things take time to work out. So I would not see, even if someone were to prosecute it, I would not see it happening before the election.
Pues él cree que es improbable que surja o siga adelante o que un juez persiga este caso criminal, pero nos dice que es un caso típico que tiene diferentes protecciones, que toma tiempo y no cree que o no ve esto pasando antes de las elecciones.
Yo quisiera preguntarle, porque la ley federal sí prohíbe pagar a los votantes por votar o por registrarse para votar, y el Departamento de Justicia señala que eso incluye cualquier cosa que tenga que ver con valor monetario, incluido dinero en efectivo, posibilidades de lotería. ¿Por qué él insiste en que esto no es claro si es ilegal o legal cuando el Departamento de Justicia menciona las loterías?
We want to go a deep farther into, you know, the legitimacy or the legality of this, that you mentioned that in the long run, it wouldn't be, you know, easy to prove that it's illegal. The Department of Justice specifically states that people cannot be compensated for voting or for registering to vote and that, you know, lotteries are illegal. Why is it that you don't see that, I mean, that phrase from the Department of Justice to be the scenario in this case?
Again, there are two issues here. One is that you do have to take an intervening step. You don't get paid by showing up and saying, I'm registered to vote. You get paid only if you are willing to sign a petition that gives the Musk, you know, information on you. So there's that intervening step. When we look at cases from the past, they almost always relate to somebody offering to pay someone or maybe even something like a coupon for a free meal or ice cream if they have an I voted sticker. But note that exchange is simply I voted, you get something free. Musk has that intervening step in there that he wants you to sign the petition. And so the argument then has to be that this is just a subterfuge, that this is a fraud. But as I pointed out, there's very good reason why you might want to restrict your offer to people who are registered voters. You might only want people who are registered voters to sign the petition. And the most important of those is that if you're trying to do what is perfectly legal activity in building up a good list of voters and doing voter turnout activity, you want registered voters on the list. You don't want other people. And you want people who are interested in the issues that you're interested in so that you can call them up between now and election day and say, now we want you to go get out and vote. If he offered them money to do that, that would clearly be illegal. But at this point, he appears to simply be building a list. And, you know, I just think that is too attenuated from the claim that he's paying people to register to vote. Keep in mind, again, that over 80% of Pennsylvanians are already registered to vote, and that suggests that, you know, he's not trying to get new registrants so much as he's trying to identify currently registered voters.
Bueno, de nuevo nos explica que el problema básicamente es que no le está pagando a estas personas para registrarse a votar. Les está pagando por firmar una petición. Entonces nos dice que no es como un intercambio de que se va a pagar a alguien y se le va a dar un intercambio, por ejemplo, cuando se le da un cupón de helado o una comida y pues ejerció el voto y se le da gratis. Nos dice que en este caso el argumento es distinto porque él simplemente está formando una lista de votantes. Entonces nos dice que esa lista de votantes, por supuesto, que son personas que ya deben estar registradas para votar porque le tienen que importar los problemas que a ellos les importa y pues posteriormente pues salen a votar. Pero nos dice que no le está ofreciendo dinero a esas personas para que salgan a votar o para que registren su voto. Simplemente están construyendo una lista de los temas que a ellos les importa y pues ya, como nos decía, el 80% de las personas en Pensilvania están registradas a votar, o sea que él no está identificando esas personas que no se han registrado, sino más bien los que ya están registrados.
Ana, pero pregúntele por favor al expresidente de la Comisión Electoral de los Estados Unidos, el señor Smith, si, bueno, más allá de estas consideraciones meramente legales, ¿no le parece que entonces, visto desde una perspectiva de una estrategia política, pues el señor Musk está tan bien asesorado que encontró la forma de atraer a los votantes que necesita su candidato? Porque no podemos negar que el señor Musk tiene un candidato y se llama Donald Trump.
But don't you think that perhaps that, let's say that Elon Musk has surrounded itself with good lawyers and he knows that this is, you know, that this is sketchy gray area, as you mentioned, but that it's legal. Do you think that he's doing this at the end of the day to attract people towards his candidate, who is Donald Trump?
I would think he's trying to do that. But again, note that does not make it illegal. It's perfectly lawful to campaign within legal means. Let me give an analogy. It is lawful, for example, for a corporation to engage in Get Out the Vote Act or to engage in nonpartisan voter registration activities. But if you know what you're doing, you know that if you go set up your nonpartisan registration plan in, say, Philadelphia, you will attract a lot of Democrats. You will register mainly Democrats. If you set it up in a part of rural Pennsylvania, you'll attract mainly Republicans. That fact that you know that and that you design your program to do that doesn't take it out of the category of being a nonpartisan voter registration. It still is nonpartisan as long as you're willing to sign up anybody who comes along. And that, I think, is a good analogy to what you have here. Musk may be aware that if he offers this to people who sign in support of First and Second Amendment rights, mainly he'll get a list of likely Trump voters. And as I say, that's probably what he wants, is a list of likely Trump voters he can then use for Get Out the Vote drives. But the fact that there's that likelihood doesn't take it out of the realm of being a lawful activity of paying people who are already registered to vote for signing a petition to help him build this list.
Pues él dice que pues esto no lo hace ilegal. Obviamente podría tener esa intención, pero no lo hace ilegal porque sigue siendo la misma intención que nos hablaba de armar una lista de estas personas que pueden estar, digamos, interesados en esos temas de la primera y segunda enmienda, que es lo que está buscando, ese apoyo a esas dos enmiendas que probablemente son votantes de Donald Trump. Nos dice que es una analogía interesante la que hace, porque pues eso, o armar esta lista, no lo hace ilegal, independientemente de la intención que tenga él, que sea apoyar a su candidato, que es Donald Trump.
Pero ¿cómo no va a ser ilegal intervenir de cualquier manera en el proceso de elección del presidente de los Estados Unidos, con la disculpa que sea, entre otras cosas porque puede aparecer un señor que le ofrezca más de $1,000,000 al opuesto, al candidato que está enfrentado, y se volvería esto una competencia absurda de quién da más plata por una rifa y así intervenir en el proceso.
Couldn't this perhaps open, you know, a worrisome door? Let's say that another person, another rich person comes along and, you know, and offers not $1 million, but $2 million to people to register to vote and that at the same time vote, you know, sign a petition. The same example as Mr. Musk. Isn't this opening a scenario in which, you know, people are going to be using their money to find strategies to motivate people to vote for their candidates?
Yes, it is. And to some extent, that is what elections are about. People use their money or the money they can gather from large numbers of donors, smaller donors, and they try to influence the result. They sometimes do it with direct messages from this person, but other times they do it by get out the vote drives, by again, what are nonpartisan voter registration drives, but you still know who you're likely to register. So the answer is yes, but I'm not sure that that alone, certainly that doesn't make it illegal, and that may or may not be problematic. In fact, on this case, one wonders why registering to vote is a problem. We can understand why you should not pay someone for their vote, but just registering to vote is a preliminary step, and it may be that the law, if we think about it there, is overkill. It may be a perfectly good thing to try to get more people to be registered to voters.
Nos dice que sí, que es, reconoce que sí lo es, pero no lo hace ilegal porque pues a la larga de eso se trata y es usar ese dinero de las personas alineadas con su ideología para influir a los en los resultados. Y nos dice que pues a veces lo hacen estas organizaciones no partidistas o lo hacen estas organizaciones no partidistas, pero pues a la larga nos dice que esto no es ilegal y no es problemático y se pregunta por qué pagar para registrarse a votar puede ser un problema si es algo preliminar allá al voto de hacerlo, digamos que estimular a las personas para que se registren a votar podría ser hasta incluso algo bueno.
Él ha dicho insistentemente que es un tema gris, pero que no es ilegal. Le preguntaría, en la eventualidad de que esto llevara a un proceso, ¿cuál podría ser la posible condena por un delito de este tipo?
Let me ask you, in terms of the possible scenarios, what are the possible sentencings that you see coming for Elon Musk? And perhaps could the people that also receive the money get any type of punishment or sentencing?
As I mentioned before, I think it would be extremely unlikely that a prosecutor would bring a charge against a person receiving the money. And I think it would be very difficult to prove that that person had accepted money for the purpose of registering to vote. Again, we're going to have large numbers of people who were registered to vote long before the offer was made. People are being asked, again, they're told, if you sign this petition, okay, I'll sign this petition. I believe in First Amendment rights. Oh, but you have to register to vote first. They may do that, but they're doing it to sign the petition. I really find it difficult to imagine that prosecutors would bring a case against individual voters. They could try it, but I think that would be a very hard case for them to prove. For Musk, it might be easier, but as we talked about earlier, I think it's a difficult case for a prosecutor to prove. He's going to have to get into what was Musk's intent, and as I've outlined, Musk has reasons for wanting to build a good list of registered voters in Pennsylvania. And there's not, he's, again, making the offer available to anybody who's registered. People who are already registered are all free to sign his list. So it sounds like the precondition to the offer, but it is not the offer itself. And not everything that gives somebody an incentive to do it, giving someone an incentive to do something is not quite the same as actually paying them to do it. So, again, it's a gray area, as I've said throughout, and Musk certainly runs some risk. But I think in the end that he is probably on solid ground. We might have to see if some ambitious prosecutor wants to charge him.
Well, thank you so much for your time in W Radio, Dr. Bradley Smith. It's been a pleasure having you today in our show.
All right, thank you.
Pues sí, nos decía pues que es bastante improbable que un fiscal pueda adelantar, digamos, este caso porque es difícil de probar, como él nos venía comentando, porque pues ningún votante va a aceptar que pagó o que recibió dinero para registrarse para votar, y pues va a ser muy difícil que estas personas pues acepten esto. Y también nos dice que muchas personas que ya firmaron la petición pues se encontraban registradas mucho antes de la oferta, entonces por eso encuentra difícil como armar un caso alrededor de esto a los votantes. Con Elon Musk puede ser mucho más fácil, pero nos dice que pues también es difícil de probar esa intención que tendría Elon Musk más allá de construir esta lista de votantes ya registrados en Pensilvania, que son libres, por supuesto, de firmar la lista que quieran. Entonces, digamos que esta motivación del incentivo mete todo esto en una línea gris, pero al final del día él cree que resulta siendo legal.